Page 106. Listen to draw conclusions. Exercise C. Listen to part 2 of the story. Complete the statements. Explain your choices. Part 2.
After the good news, the family appeared on TV for interviews. On CNN, Falcon was asked why he had stayed in the garage that whole day. Falcon turned to his parents and responded, "You guys said that, we did this for the show." And on two other programs the next day, when interviewers asked his father about that statement, Falcon got nauseous and vomited on TV, clearly very nervous about the whole affair. News agencies began to be suspicious that perhaps the event had been a hoax after all, and the police and other local government authorities began to investigate. One thing authorities discovered was that the balloon could not have carried the weight of a child, so the claim that Falcon was in it could never have been true. More information was discovered about Falcon's father. He was a storm chaser, a UFO researcher, and thought of himself as a part-time scientist. He had designed the balloon as an experimental model for an alternative type of transportation. He had a strong interest in mysteries and conspiracies. He was also a part-time actor who regularly proposed ideas for new TV shows. For example, one in which he would explore wacky scientific mysteries. He even had an idea for a reality show featuring his own family. Later, Falcon's mother, Mayumi, finally admitted she had known that her son was hiding in their home and that both parents had instructed their children not to tell the truth to the police or news media. Police finally determined that the event had actually been nothing more than a publicity stunt. Richard Heen thought it would help get his family on TV for that reality show. Early estimates placed the cost of the rescue attempt at about $2 million. In the end, Falcon's parents agreed to repay $36,000. In addition, Richard Heen spent 90 days in prison, was required to do 100 hours of community service, and had to write a formal apology to the police. Mayumi Heen spent 20 days in prison. The Heens finally sold the balloon for $2,500 and donated that money to victims of the 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Many people noted that most TV reporters had presented the story as true right from the beginning, even though there were clear questions about whether or not the boy was even in the balloon. Some reported that Falcon had fallen out of the balloon without having confirmed that information either. Some critics also questioned the judgment of providing live TV coverage of the balloon when a 6-year-old child could have been seen falling to his death. In the end, many concluded that competition among news agencies to report this moving story caused many to focus on being first instead of getting the story right.